From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. The head of Britain's domestic security service, MI5, says Muslim extremists are plotting at least 30 major terrorist attacks in Britain. In a speech in London last night, Dame Eliza Manningham Buller also said that young British Muslims are being groomed to become suicide bombers. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from London.
The head of MI5 rarely speaks in public, but last night, before an invited audience, Eliza Manningham Buller stressed the huge task facing her organisation. No cameras or microphones were allowed at the talk, but her comments were posted on the MI5 website. There are as many as 1,600 identified individuals, she said, who are of concern to the security services in Britain, making up as many as 200 networks, of which 30 are priority one, that is, actively planning to carry out attacks. Manningham Buller said some are directly guided by Al-Qaeda in Pakistan, some more loosely inspired by the extremists. Attacks in future would not just use improvised weapons like the London transport bombings last year, she warned, but might include the use of chemical, bacteriological and even nuclear materials. Prime Minister Tony Blair this morning said he agreed with his security chief's assessment.
This is a threat that has grown up over a generation. I think she's absolutely right in saying that it will last a generation, and it can only be combated in the end, not just by proper measures on security, but in addition to that, that we take on and combat the poisonous propaganda of those people that warp and pervert the minds, particularly of younger people.
Some critics have characterised Manningham Buller's comments as part of the eternal struggle for more money and resources between the security services, the police and other agencies. But MI5 says its casework has grown by 80% just this year. And Dame Pauline Neville-Jones, chair of a committee that provides intelligence assessments to the government, says Manningham Buller's comments are realistic.
The task she faces is not so much a desire to expand it yet further and, you know, conduct yet more operations. It is actually to recruit the right people, to train the right people, to allow them to become effective in the service, and generally to get into a situation where MI5 has confidence along with the police. You know, they're ahead of the game. And I think probably, you know, there's a stage at the moment where that may not yet be the case.
The comments have once again provoked debate within the Muslim community, whose relations with Tony Blair's government have been difficult in the 16 months since the suicide attacks in London. Many Muslims, like Masood Shadjara from the Islamic Human Rights Commission, feel they are being unfairly targeted.
The reality is that, yes, there is a threat. But, you know, again, let us put it in the right perspective. We know, the facts are, that there are over 1,000 arrests has been made under anti-terrorism since 9/11. And out of those, 27 have been found guilty. Out of those 27, only nine have been Muslims.
In her speech, Eliza Manningham Buller said at least five major plots have been thwarted since last summer. But her comments last night are evidence of her concern that further threats might be evolving faster than the ability of MI5 to track them. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.